Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tony Bruschi, thanks for joining us. Lori Vallow Daybell back in court again today. The judge to hear arguments on cameras in the courtroom in her upcoming murder conspiracy trial. Let's go to the courtroom and take a listen.
Your Honor, all we do have is the 4 body cam. We can ask again and see if they have a overall.
Are you getting this? Have you seen this, or someone told you that there's this video?
My mitigator showed me part of that video, yes, previous with my previous team. That's how I know about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know about it. She said, do you know this is online? I didn't have any idea.
And you're sure it's the Gilbert PD on that date?
Correct.
All right. I'll ask the state to follow up with Gilbert on that.
We will, Your Honor.
If that is out there, obviously it should have been disclosed. Mm-hmm. All right. Remind me to follow up on that next time we are together. Next, I have a motion limine, 2 motions in limine, 1 regarding Alex Cox's statements and 1 regarding Tylee Ryan's statements. All right, so let me ask the defendant. Generally, any out of hearsay is defined as any out of court statement offered for the truth of the matter asserted. The state is referencing what are definitely out of court statements. Obviously, there's some exceptions to the hearsay rule, and there are other things that are characterized as non-hearsay. So how do you think, let's first talk about Alex Cox. How do you think the statements fit into your, either one of those exceptions or non-hearsay?
I feel like the state is blanketing that whole thing. And obviously it's like a case by case basis, right? On these statements. So there is the police interview of Alex Cox that I did not think falls under hearsay.
Why not?
Why does it not fall under hearsay?
Yeah.
Because we're not using it for the truth of the matter asserted. We're using it in corroboration of the circumstances. Everyone came in and told their same story that corroborates different facts in there, not for the whole truth of the matter.
Aren't you arguing that what he said was true?
I can't say whether another person says that it's true or not, but I'm saying what he said and what my daughter said and what I said in those three police interviews determined what the police said, how the police acted, what they did after that, their next steps, how they treated the entire case like it was self-defense. All of those are relevant to the defense that it was self-defense. So, yes, I think they're for that purpose. But I also think that Alex's statements also have a lot of the exceptions apply. 803, 804, there's a lot of exceptions that also apply to some of his statements and not all of his statements.
Such as what? Which statements do you think they apply to?
Specifically, his statements made on body cam to police in the driveway. Specifically, his...
I don't know what the statements are, so that's what I'm asking. What specific statements do you think are allowed to come in under the rules of evidence?
I think under 803.1, the present sense impression is his statements made to police officers at the house.
A present sense impression is where you're actually observing something and you're talking about it as you see it happen. So isn't he saying, again, I don't know what the statements are, but is he saying what happened prior? Or is he saying something
prior.
That he's... Okay,
correct,
so it's
prior.
Not a present sense impression.
Okay.
What else?
Then I think it falls under 803.2, excited utterance. He was under the stress of the whole situation when he made those statements.
What was his demeanor when he made those statements?
Upset.
What's the specific statement?
I shot my brother-in-law in self-defense. I got hit in the head with a bat. There was an altercation. I don't know what all the statements are, but...
How long after the incident did he make these statements?
Immediately after, as far as I know.
Well, immediately to some people means 2 seconds. To other people, it means 30 minutes. Tell me what immediately means to you.
As soon as the police arrived.
I don't know what... Did they arrive 30 minutes after the incident? 10 minutes? An hour?
I was not there. I do not know what time they arrived.
All right. Let me... So you're asserting excited utterance. Some of these statements come in. What else?
803.3, the mental, emotional, and physical condition, because it shows his state of mind, which was scared at the time.
Any others?
Yes. 803.5b, the recorded recollection. I know that in the state's reply to my response, they did not think that 805 applied because A, B, and C, but I did not see an and after A, so my assumption was that B and C, since there's an and after B, were what needed to be put together. So B was made or adopted by this witness when the matter was fresh in the witness's memory and accurately reflects the witness's knowledge. So I felt like 803.5b, the recorded recollection of his police interview and the body cam footage, applies under that exception.
All right. Generally, 8035 is a recorded recollection, meaning it's something they wrote down, or maybe they recorded their voice saying something. Let me ask the state to respond. We're just talking about the Alex Cox statements.
Your Honor,
Maybe I should start with, does the state intend on introducing any statements from Alex Cox?
Your Honor, I haven't decided if we will at this point. We would, I can say with 100% certainty, we will not be admitting his interview by police that was done at after 10 o'clock in the morning. We don't.
Are you referencing what time he was interviewed versus the time of the incident?
Let me say it this way. So this, the state has laid out in its motion the timeline. So that is actually in our motion. We show that when
8:30 a.m. roughly
is when the 911 call was made. So we have soon after that the police arrived, and there's body cam video from that interview. Then Alex Cox is later brought to the police station, and there is a in-depth interview with detectives at a little after 10 o'clock in the morning.
So you may or may not be attempting to introduce statements at or around the time that the police responded?
Correct, Your Honor. If we do, those would be brought in as co-conspirator statements against a party interest. So obviously the state can bring in statements that are hearsay against a party.
Right. But I guess, is the state intending on introducing any statements of Ty Lee?
No, Your Honor. Ty Lee made no statements at the scene other than giving her general biographical information on body cam. Her entire statements were made at the police station, again, after 10 in the morning.
All right. So on your response as it relates to Ty Lee, you say, again, present sense impression. I don't think it's a present sense impression. You also argue excited utterance. What else?
8033, which is mental, emotional, and physical condition, but the same thing, her state of mind. Then being scared. And also 8043, statement against interest. They use that statement in the indictment where Ty Lee says that Charles says, if you hit me with that bat, you're going to jail. That's the part where she's nervous in her interview saying she's scared to tell the police that she's the one that brought in the bat. So state of mind and the statement against interest both apply to Ty Lee's police interview.
All right, anything else? Does the state want to be heard further on that?
Your Honor, the only further thing I think that the state will bring in is that obviously the defendant has been found guilty of killing both Ty Lee, other individuals, but in this case, the defendant cannot benefit from killing a witness and then later try to bring in their statements for their benefit. So in addition to none of her statements being admissible under the rules of evidence, as any of the exceptions that the defendant has done, we also believe that it would be improper for her to be allowed to bring them in under that theory.
In other words, there's been a judicial finding that the reason Ty Lee's unavailable as a witness is because of the defendant's actions.
Correct, Your Honor. There has been a jury trial and she has been convicted of that.
All right. All right, the court is on a preliminary basis precluding references to Ty Lee Ryan's statements, any statement made by Ty Lee Ryan. If there's some reason where a door might be open to any of those statements coming in, the defendant's requested to make a request outside the presence of the jury regarding that, and we'll deal with that outside the presence of the jury. On Alex Cox, I think that's probably going to be more of a statement-by-statement basis. but I'm skeptical of any statements coming in hours after the initial police response. I think we'll deal with what statements may or may not come in when the police first arrived on scene and or the 911 at the time that they're attempted to be introduced. All right. I also received yesterday state's notice of disclosure and request for disclosure. Did you get a copy of that?
No.
You haven't seen that yet?
No.
I'm sorry, the
state's notice of disclosure and request for disclosure. I didn't realize it was actually filed in January, so you should have seen that. I misspoke when I said I got it yesterday. It was filed January 16th. Have you seen that?
I'm looking it up.
What are we? State's disclosure.
I think the court may have ruled on that one, Your Honor.
Well, I don't think I ruled on, at the very end, you're requesting she submit to fingerprints, palm print, footprint.
Oh, that's okay. I think that was prior, yes, significantly. So that would be to tie her to any of her.
Is that for other conviction purposes?
Correct, yes.
All right. And when did you want to do that?
When is that about?
If we are going to be here on the 18th, we can take them then.
I don't know that we need to be here on the 18th.
And obviously, I was unaware we were going to set this because we set it
right.
Just recently. So, I don't know if we can keep that on just to take that.
Okay. What about the state? You requested copies of any recorded statements made during interviews conducted outside of your presence. Is there any of those? Were there any interviews conducted by you or your team? Were there any interviews conducted of any witnesses out by you or your team that you're aware of?
So far, not that I'm aware of.
All right. Do you plan on calling any experts to testify?
We do plan on calling one expert.
Who's that? Has it been disclosed to the state?
We are, yes, we're working on that today as an addendum to the witness list that... Lonnie Dworkin.
All right. That's your investigator?
No, my investigator, Jeff White.
Oh.
That's the expert.
What kind of expert is Lonnie Dworkin?
Phone and digital.
I think I remember his name. Are you aware of that?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Expert reports and disclosures are due 30 days before trial, generally, under the rules, so... If you're planning on using that witness, you need to get that disclosed right away, and I may have to take that up depending on what the state's position is. But at this point, it's technically late.
Maybe another reason to be here on the 18th. Obviously, yeah. If that's disclosed this week, we can potentially address that issue on the 18th.
All right. Let me ask the defendant, do you have a position on the taking of prints and photographs? Generally, identification type things are permitted over any defendant objections. So do you have a record you want to make on that?
Not really.
All right. I don't see any reason
why. For what purpose? I don't understand.
In the event that you're convicted, it may be used to prove other convictions. That reminds me. Is the state planning on proceeding... in the second trial, regardless of what happens in the first trial?
I believe so, yes, Your Honor.
And how much time would you need between the conclusion of the first trial and the start of the second trial?
Your Honor, I would say at least 30 days, since we do need to actually subpoena out-of-state witnesses for the second trial.
I'm wondering if it wouldn't benefit everyone to go ahead and set that a provisional second trial date now.
That's fine, Your Honor.
May 11th is still my last day.
Is that second trial, right? How long do you think it would take the state to present?
Probably about 3 weeks as well.
Similar?
Your Honor, I'd like to remind the court that the last day is May 11th.
Well, I'll probably exclude some time based on the fact that you can't do two trials at once.
The state could combine the trials and do two trials at once, but they don't want to do two trials at once, so it really violates my speedy trial rights if they do not give me a speedy trial by May 11th for both cases. Not to mention that they did combine all the discovery into one case. They didn't give me two different separate discoveries for two different cases, which would be much more convenient considering the voluminous amount of discovery that they piled onto us.
Does the state want to combine both cases?
Your Honor, if the court gave us a little time to work it out and the defendant wants to join them, I mean, obviously...
I don't know that...
The normal defense attorney, and I don't mean that in any way... Normally, they would be severed.
Severed because you don't want one jury to know about the other.
Correct.
Two separate charges and have a harmful rub-off effect of one, the evidence in one case affecting the evidence in another case.
Correct, Your Honor. That's why they were filed separately. But if the defendant wants them together, the state would have to request this be pushed back slightly so that we could then get all the witnesses for that trial together. Since they were not subpoenaed for this trial. But if that's what the defendant wants to join them, and she understands that prejudice, and that she's then going to be waiving that prejudice with that, then the state is certainly willing to do that. But we would then have to request to have that trial, or this trial date, moved back to allow us to get the other witnesses lined up.
That was not, yeah, that's not what I was saying to combine them. I'm just saying give me my second trial by May 11th. So right. The court can figure that out.
All right. Well, I'm going to waive some time on that second trial over the defendant's objection. Primarily, again, the defendant can't try both cases at the same time. Secondly, I'm not sure how much actual prejudice there is with the time violation in the sense that you wouldn't be released from custody anyway. And thirdly, the rule for time violations under Rule 8, I think it's 6, is 8.6, is that any violation should be a dismissal without prejudice unless there's an actual prejudice shown, in which case the state could just refile the charge. Regardless, I think some time is warranted to be excluded because primarily you can't try two cases at once. What if we set a start date for May 12th? I realize that's could potentially be a quick turnaround, but again, I don't think this case is going to take 6 weeks.
Your Honor.
We can adjust that as necessary.
I, again, am going to ask for a longer time. I believe this will go through the beginning of May. And to have the state try to get those witnesses lined up and subpoenaed while in trial, I don't believe is.
Well, if I push it out any further, the parties need to be aware that I won't be trying the case. I don't think I would be anyway. I'm rotating at the end of June. And given some of the trainings I have to attend in June, I don't think we could get it done.
Well, both parties could send out subpoenas now for that second date for May 12th, correct?
Well, that's assuming we're done by about May 1st, probably, in this case, the first case.
And then, Your Honor, I did indicate that the state needs to be dark in May, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You said 21, 22, 23, correct?
In May?
Mm-hmm.
And I would need to be dark the 19th, 20th, and 21st as well, so.
So given that we would be dark that entire week anyways, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to...
All right, sorry to interrupt. Let me speak with the criminal presiding judge about scheduling the second trial. We can discuss it on the 18th. Let's keep the 18th, but let's move it to later in the morning. Actually, let's move it up. All we're going to do is discuss a couple matters, and then there's no reason for the fingerprinting and stuff to be broadcast or on video, so I'll prohibit that from being recorded or otherwise broadcast. So have your person here. Let's do that at 8:15 a.m. on March 18th. And then we'll also discuss whether the defense is disclosing Lonnie Dworkin as a witness and whether or not he has a report, expert report, prepared and disclosed at that time. I will have the questionnaire for you by then so you can review it. Anything else we need to discuss that I've forgotten about? From the state's perspective.
Your Honor, I shared two other motions that the defense filed that I did not see rulings on by the court. They were both motions to dismiss. One of them only related to the 2022 case, I think. No, I'm sorry. Both of them related to both.
What's the filing date?
January 14th for one of them.
He did it.
It was an 8.2 speedy trial one. And February 4th, which was an extradition rule 8.3.
February 4th? Okay, so the motion to dismiss CR 2022-001-242 for lack of speedy trial, I ruled on mm-hmm. January 24th.
Okay.
That minute entry was filed January 24th. And then the motion...
That just seemed to get...
Was that the motion to dismiss CR 2021 and 001704 and the other for violation of Speedy Trial Act?
Correct. That was
ruled on February 25th, so last week.
Okay.
A week ago. Anything else from the state?
No, Your Honor.
Anything else from the defendant?
Yes, Your Honor. I have one kind of housekeeping matter that I wanted to ask you about. I know that MCSO has some security restraints, the things that I have to wear during trial. I wanted to ask about that as far as, am I going to be able to stand at the podium to talk to witnesses, to question my witnesses and to cross-examine, or am I going to be able to move about with the leg thing and the shock vest and all that?
You're going to stick to your table and you can go to the podium. Okay. Good. When you're giving your opening statement and closing argument, you'll stay by the podium.
Okay.
And if you need to hand a witness and exhibit, your advisory council will do that.
Okay. Or my paralegal can do that too.
Well, is your paralegal going to be present here, designated as your, I guess they can be present. I'd prefer advisory counsel to be the one that approaches witnesses if you need to hand an exhibit or something like that.
Okay, so I'm going to be standing there, and if she's sitting here, she's going to come get something from me and go walk it over to the witness and then come back?
Correct.
Just the logistics of it.
Yeah, and there'll be a table or a cart here that'll have all the exhibits on it within reach of the podium. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
Your Honor, do you use case lines for exhibits?
No.
Thank you.
I think they're still working out the bugs on that. So.
Do we need to have our exhibits in place?
All right, we'll see you at 8:15 on March 18.
Clerk, so she can mark on.
Okay. Be at recess on this matter.
It's usually like a day or two. I don't make it like you could probably. Why don't we make on?
All right.
That's the latest, Lori Vallow-Daybell in the courtroom. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our continuing coverage on this case and the others we're following for you right here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.